I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for January 27th, 2022. The World Health Organization said there were 21 million new cases last week, and that's the highest weekly number of the entire pandemic. However, despite that, the number of deaths was mostly unchanged. It also said the rate of increase appears to be slowing, with only half of regions reporting an increase. The biggest increase was seen in the Middle East. The restrictions have begun to fall away. Starting today in England, face coverings are no longer required anywhere in the country, and a legal requirement for COVID passes to get into public venues has been scrapped. Austria will end its lockdown for unvaccinated residents Monday, one day before its vaccine mandate takes effect, and Denmark will no longer categorize COVID as a socially critical disease starting February 1st. Yesterday, we told you about Pfizer and BioNTech starting a clinical trial to evaluate a new vaccine specific to Omicron. Today, it's Moderna. Their study will enroll about 600 people who will get a dose of the experimental Omicron-matched version. Omicron doesn't seem to care if you've had a case of COVID before or not. A new study out of England has found around two-thirds of Omicron cases have been reinfections. It was thought a prior infection might offer some protection, but it looks like that's not the case with Omicron. UK health officials estimate the risk of reinfection with Omicron is 5.4 times greater than it is with Delta. Americans know what they're supposed to do. They just don't do it. A new Harris poll shows more Americans do believe N95 and KN95 masks are more effective against COVID than surgical or cloth masks, but they aren't wearing them. The White House is rolling out 400 million free N95 masks, hoping to change that. Only 29% wear the higher-grade masks. In the United States, cases were down 14%, deaths are up 35%, and hospitalizations are up 9% over 14 days. The seven-day average of new cases has been trending down since January 14th. The five states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Ohio, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Illinois, and Pennsylvania. There are 27,856,405 active cases in the United States. The five areas with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita, Montana 101%, Alaska 88%, Wyoming 85%, Alabama 68%, and Idaho 57%. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Uvalde, Texas, Nome Census Area, Alaska, Crawford, Illinois, Maverick, Texas, Douglas, Illinois, Wyoming, West Virginia, Colbert, Alabama, Santa Cruz, Arizona, Newberry, South Carolina, and Dimmitt, Texas. There have been at least 876,060 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated, Vermont at 79.2%, Rhode Island at 78.5%, and Maine at 77.3%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Alabama at 49.2%, Wyoming at 49.6%, and Mississippi at 49.9%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 63.5%. Globally, cases were up 30% and deaths up 27% over 14 days, with the seven-day average trending up since January 17th. There are now over 69 million active cases around the world, at 69,915,639. The five countries with the most new cases, the United States, 533,313, France, 428,008, India, 284,469, Brazil, 219,878, and Germany, 188,759. There have been 5,625,803 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.